want to track back to one other thing that happened yesterday that I wanted to follow up with you a little bit more, which was this issue of, is docetaxel in a trastuzumab regimen or just in general safer from a cardiac perspective than paclitaxel? Can you talk a little bit more about what we know about that question?
What we know is what we have in the Herceptin adjuvant trials that clearly seem to indicate that. And then there's sort of a feel in the field that docetaxel may be less cardiotoxic than paclitaxel. Both taxanes have similar mechanism of actions, but very different toxicity profiles. Paclitaxel seems to be more neurotoxic, and while it's myelotoxic, a little less myelotoxic than docetaxel. Docetaxel has less neurotoxicity, but the trade-off is more myelotoxicity. Then it has the edema and the swelling that you don't see with the paclitaxel, but paclitaxel seems to induce a bit more asthenia than docetaxel. So the two taxanes do have different profiles. This new cardiac issue seems to also be, there's some data that indicates that docetaxel may be less cardiotoxic. A lot of it is cross-trial comparison, but the fact that the adjuvant Herceptin trials were done almost simultaneously in identical groups of women, and the criteria for monitoring cardiac function was the same for all the trials, and we saw this big difference, really started to make us think that docetaxel is a less cardiotoxic drug.
Would you say it's 50% less?
Yes.
I mean, that's 2%, but it's still relatively a big difference.
Yeah, 2% on a big number is big. And remember, that's only referring, and that was the large part of the discussions we had yesterday, that's only referring to clinical congestive heart failure. By the time you get to clinical congestive heart failure, you've pushed the system pretty far. That's what the point I was trying to make with Dr. Steingart was that subclinical left ventricular dysfunction, I believe, is a real signal. If it were just variability, you would see it. That's why you do controlled trials. You would see it in the control arm. And what we were seeing, the NSABP saw subclinical increases. You have to really look at that paper published in the JCO carefully to see it. But their incidence of cardiac dysfunction of any type, including the subclinical, is 34%. A third of the patients are developing some signal disproportionate to what you see in the non-Herceptin-containing arm. There, it's closer to 12 or 13%. So it's a big increase. Our study showed that 17% of the patients. So again, it was about half. It's remarkable how these numbers have stayed very consistent. Half get subclinical dysfunction of losing 10% of their left ventricular that's sustained.
Which arm was that you're talking about?
The anthracycline plus trastuzumab.
That's interesting. So you're suggesting maybe there's a difference then because of the docetaxel?
Yes.
Wow.
In clinical cardiotoxicity, it's about twofold. In subclinical cardiotoxicity, guess what? It's twofold. So this isn't just noise. I believe it's a real signal that we're getting out of the clinical data sets.
Do you think this is relevant just to when trastuzumab's on board? Or
I think it's particularly relevant when trastuzumab's on board, but I think that tends to make us think that docetaxel is a less cardiotoxic agent.
Any sort of pharmacologic reason why it would be less cardiotoxic?
No, not that I know of. I mean, there are a lot of people who study both of these drugs who may have more data or information on that than I do, but
it's interesting, though, when you think about the idea you brought about BEV and the hypertension indirectly affecting the heart. I guess when we look at anything, we have to not only look at direct toxicity to the heart, but other aspects in the whole circulatory system.
I think you're doing this series very timely because, as you pointed out, one of the big things that came out of ASCO last year was this sort of wake-up call for the oncologists that it isn't just get them through their neutropenia and their fevers and everything's okay afterwards, they get better. We are doing some longer-term damage that we need to be aware of. So as we introduce a lot of the new targeted therapies, you can think about the small molecule TKIs like sorafenib or sunitinib, that we may be potentiating cardiac dysfunction when we use these with cardiac injuring drugs to begin with. So as we bring the new molecules into line with our old armamentarium, we need to be aware of these problems and need to start to be very careful about them.